Hello, and welcome to the Easy Podcast Pro Demo Podcast. In each episode, we explore powerful ideas from classic books, refreshed for today's listener. Let's dive in and uncover insights that have stood the test of time. In this episode, we're featuring insights from Common Sense by Thomas Paine. Some writers have confused society with government, treating them as if they are the same. But they're not only different, they come from entirely different origins. Society arises from our needs. It brings people together and increases our happiness by uniting our affections. Government, on the other hand, comes from our flaws. It restrains our vices and, at best, works negatively to prevent harm rather than promote joy. Society encourages connection, while government creates division. Society is a friend. Government is a necessary disciplinarian. Society, in every form, is a blessing. Government, even at its best, is only a necessary evil. At its worst, it becomes intolerable. And when a government brings about the same suffering and misery as having no government at all, it's even more tragic, because we are paying for the very system that oppresses us. Government is like clothing, a sign that we've lost our original innocence. The palaces of kings are built on the ruins of paradise. If we always followed our conscience, clearly and consistently, we wouldn't need laws. But that's not the case. So we give up some of our property and freedom to protect the rest. We do this out of the same practical wisdom that tells us to choose the lesser of two evils. Since security is the true goal of government, it makes sense that the best form of government is the one that provides the most security, with the least cost and the greatest benefit. To better understand the role of government, imagine a small group of people settling in a remote, untouched part of the world. They're disconnected from everyone else and are essentially starting civilization from scratch. In this natural state, society would be their first priority. Why? Because one person alone can't meet all their needs. Our strength isn't enough. Our minds aren't built for isolation. So we seek out others for help, and they, in turn, need help from us. Working together, a small group could build a decent home in the wilderness. But one person working alone might spend their whole life and accomplish nothing. Hunger, illness, or misfortune could be deadly without the support of others. So, out of necessity, people would come together, just like gravity pulls objects toward each other. The mutual benefits of society would outweigh the need for laws or government, as long as people treated each other justly. But since only heaven is free from corruption, over time people would begin to drift from their sense of shared responsibility. As they overcome the hardships that first bound them together, they'd start to grow more selfish and less committed to one another. This breakdown in moral virtue would reveal the need for government to step in where conscience falls short. Thanks for tuning in. This is a sample podcast created for the demo purpose.